This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Come on.
When he hit that three and he stopped and just stood and stared at that man. like he found, like, and his dumb ass got that bright ass blue suit on sticking out like a damn. Like, I mean, just sticking smooth out in front of all the people in that gold.
Oh, my God.
And he's
God.
Just staring at that man. That dog, man. Luca could smoke a cigarette while he was
that's
playing.
That's what Luca should have. Who was that? Lenny Dawson back in the day, that cornerback he should have sat his ass right there on the bench in that fourth quarter and lit one up.
he could literally have one. He could have smoked. Luca could have smoked every single day, and I wouldn't have traded. I mean, we had to get somewhere real bad. I don't know why, man. I've got to a place I feel bad for that man. I don't know why. I don't know why he's doing what he's doing. But it is The Drive. The Drive is live, and we have ourselves a good day. A lot on the show today, as it is Wednesday. So, you know, at 4:40, we got our guy Brandon Scott with us, and we will take a trip again, as we've had this week. We will take a trip to West Palm Beach and talk to Sean Pendergast. I don't know. Hell, it may be Seth Payne, too. Hell, who knows?
Let
them all jump on it. Adam Spolane, he might be a part of it. But we know today was a Framber day, so he did pretty well. We'll let you know about that and see what it was like firsthand with those guys. A little stock up, stock down, NFL Combine edition coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. So a lot to get to. But today, Clint, it was Nick Caserio day. Nick Caserio got to talk, and I'm telling you, here we go. He's gonna make you feel good about this O-line situation, baby, as we know. Cole Popovich, who we all reported and thought was fired along with the other head offensive line coach. But no, that was incorrect. No, he was promoted, we later found out, and he is the new offensive line coach. And Nick Caserio was asked about that today, and this is what he said about Cole Popovich.
Yeah, it's always case by case, I would say. In Cole's case, I mean, Cole's got a lot of experience and been in the league for a number of years. You know, the players, you know, had, again, you're not going based off of what players think, but they felt there were some positives. And I'd say some of the offensive coordinators that we talked about had referenced Cole as somebody that they would want to potentially consider, like, separate from us. So, all right, well, the guy's here. Okay, like, does this make sense? How does Nick Caley feel about it? We had a few other candidates that also had identified Cole as somebody. I think Cole was, you know, highly thought of in the league and opportunity externally away from Houston last year. He decided to stay in Houston. So we'll see how it goes. You know, I'm sure there's some things that Cole is going to do, kind of put his spin on it. But once we kind of get started, we'll kind of have a better idea what that looks like.
All right, man. You hear that? Cole going to do some things to put his spin on it. A lot of other OCs around the league were checking in on Cole Popovich's services, trying to get him. It feels like, hey, we're hearing some good things about Cole Popovich. Very similar to Nick Caley. Is this... First off, before I hit you with this with the question about how you feel about the situation, we're listening to that, and I did want to get with you on this. How much do you think last year's issues with the offensive line was coaching? Like, how much do you, when you say, because that's the thing, they're changing it to Cole, even though Cole was a part of the staff, he was the assistant. How much of it did you look and say, well, that's coaching?
I'd say it's 60.
60% of it?
50-60%. I go 60%.
At least half, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, because clearly, just from a technique and fundamental standpoint, they were not good. So whatever they're doing on a day-to-day basis was garbage. And I know Cole was responsible, reportedly, had done a good job with some of the young offensive linemen. They weren't good either when it comes to techniques and fundamentals. And so that a lot of that boils down to what you're doing. It's a lot of times it's less about talent and more about what you're doing on a daily basis, what you're being asked to do on a daily basis, what your habits are. So I think that's coaching. I think the communication issues, I think a good chunk of that is coaching. The not allowing the quarterback to have the final voice at the line of scrimmage, that's coaching. That's a problem. I think when you look at, when I watch this offensive line play, and I've said this a million times, the willingness for offensive linemen to get on different planes, that is emblematic of a poorly coached football team. Like when your guard all of a sudden is 2 or 3 yards deep and your tackle is 1 yard deep, or vice versa, and you're just creating just gaping holes for defensive ends to get through. You're creating, I mean, just huge opportunities for these DNs or D tackles to pick the offensive line. I just don't believe that offensive linemen, this group of offensive linemen, are that bad of players to where it happens as often as it does. I think that was coaching. So yeah, I would say 60-40. I would put on coaching.
So you do sense it and get a sense that there could be a major.
Oh yeah,
a major change with coaching.
No doubt. Now it's that is an umbrella over several things that have to get better, right? But I mean, ultimately with better coaching, I think 60% of the problems on the offensive line, I think, can be addressed, can be improved. Yeah. I don't think they go away. I think they can be addressed and be improved.
Yeah, it's either just really bad coaching.
Yeah.
I will continue to say this. Some of this, these guys have been in the NFL. Chris Strausser been in the NFL for a long time. Right? Some of the stuff we saw, ain't nobody coaching that. Yeah. But it's either coaching or their lack of ability to get it explained and to have those players be able to take what they're coaching on the field. Like either one of them. Like sometimes there are coaches who are able that are coaching what you would want to be coached, but they just don't have a good way of actually selling it and the players responding and understanding what they're doing from what they're coaching. So it's either they were just awful or somehow those guys up front didn't respond at all to whatever it is they were saying or how they were doing it.
Yeah. I think it's, I'm very comfortable saying 60% was coaching. There's a port like, and again, I would probably even say more than that, because I think like a lot of the physicality issues that I see up front, a lot of the accountability issues that we talk about with Laramie Tunsil being the captain and the highest paid. Like, I think a lot of that is it has something to do with coaching as well. Like, I think these coaches are handcuffed as long as Laramie Tunsil is the captain and the highest paid offensive lineman. I firmly believe that. I don't think that's going to change. I just think these guys are handcuffed on what they can ask the team to do and demand the team to do, the O-line to do, as long as that guy's the tip of your spear. And so that is coaching as well. That's D'Amico Ryan's coaching, but that's coaching as well. So yeah, very confident in a 60%, if not higher.
So hearing this stuff about, and Nick Caserio's the latest on Cole Popovich and their excitement for him, D'Amico in a similar fashion. What you've been hearing about Cole Popovich, what you've been seeing, is this making you feel better about the offensive line situation, kind of going into everything you just talked about?
Yeah, look, I think I feel better about the offensive line with Cole Popovich. I mentioned earlier the Dante Scarnecchia connection. When I mean, it's one of the best offensive line coaches in all of NFL history. When he was in New England, he's got some history there. So hopefully he learned something. I think Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans have done a really good job of finding great coaches. Ultimately, you know, cleats in the turf coaches. And I think he's one of those guys. Now when it comes to coaches that can then manage a group, that can then communicate an overall group message, that can then design and call plays, not so much. But the guy that just in the meeting room, hey, we've got to do these things right. Yeah, I feel good about Popovich. I feel as good about Popovich as I can anybody that's not, a proven pelts on the wall O-line coach that nobody questions at all.
Yeah, I would look at this and say I think it's very, very smart and understandable that the Texans are really pumping him up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you say it out loud.
The arrow's pointed up.
Even if you are the biggest Texan supporter, or even if you're one who listens and says that, you know, anybody that would question it is a hater or whatever. If you just say it out loud, hey, man, we're gonna take a look at it. The season ended. The biggest issue for us, without a shadow of a doubt, was our offensive line. It really took a toll on our young quarterback. You could argue, not even argue, but it was maybe the number one reason why we weren't able to advance further. 8 sacks in the final game really causes problems. And then you say, well, we're going to fire the head O-line coach and then bring in his assistant to take over. Like, that is a risky hire when you just say it out loud. Like, it's not like, hey, man, we're going to sweep and go sweep and changes here.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in the guy who was the assistant. Despite his, if he was handcuffed and not able to say something, generally you would say, boy, that's a risky one.
No question.
So it would make sense to me that they would really pump him up, talk about, as Nick said, that other teams were asking for him, and I'm sure that's the case. But I think it's really smart that they would do that. I am just in a... I got to see this.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Like, I don't feel worse. I just don't feel any. I don't feel anything. Right. It's just a hard sell for me that you were in the building coaching these guys directly, and nothing got better.
Yeah.
Like, nothing got better, and like you weren't like you. You weren't a senior assistant. You were right there working with the same guys every week. So
nothing.
So for me, it is a wait and see. Don't feel better. Don't feel worse. I understand why they're pumping them up. It makes a lot of sense. But I've got to see these new concepts, these new touches that Cole Popovich.
Oh no, I agree wholeheartedly with that. I mean, it's wait and see with all these guys. The vacancy at the O-line coach position, given all the moves that were made around the guy, the parts that I like are, again, the same thing with the OC. The terminology is going to be the same. The familiarity with the group is going to be the same. You would think the guy would be able to say, hey, here's what I would do different and why I would do those things differently that's going to help us protect the quarterback. So given the circumstances around him, I think this is as good a hire as you're going to get, given that he knows the guys and he knows the terminology. But that don't mean he's going to be good. I mean, we hadn't seen it. We don't have any evidence of him running the show. And again, a very complex dynamic, if you will, in that room. So we'll see how he handles that.
Yeah.
I think that's more important than anything, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer. Text line.
Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer.
Yeah. There it is. 713-572-4610. You can also get involved on YouTube and Twitch. I'm looking up at the TV at our guy, Beaumont, Texas own. Kendrick Perkins. Are you have you guys tried the turtleneck under the
No. Oh, I've tried it, yes, sir.
The blazer.
Not enough days in Houston for a turtleneck, so my
probably,
answer also
true.
Is no.
Hell, we've had a few here of late. There have been
some.
Now, some people, I see the look on it, and it looks like it's a good look. Some of them, like Shaq was so thick around the neck. So it's got to be the right look. I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's going good on Kendrick either.
He's a big guy. He needs
see
a
right. The big, is that wardrobe. I was maybe trying to get to that. Like, the bigger guys don't pull it off as well.
It's very difficult for me. I like the look, but for me to pull off with my build, like the turtleneck, or a lot of guys nowadays wear the hoodie, under a sport coat.
See, I can pull that
like
off.
I'm already a bigger guy, and then when you layer it, thick layers under a sport coat, like, it just don't hang right. Like, there's some dudes. Look, who is that? What's my man that has a podcast? The dude that Kobe did to fake the ball in his face.
Oh, Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes does it all the time. And now, obviously he's rail thin, so it just hangs off of his head. It looks good on him.
I think Reggie could pull off a nice turtleneck and jacket. I think Tyler could.
I don't know. Tyler got a big head.
I do own a couple of sports coats that got that hood kind of built into it.
Hey, you put on the damn.
Hold on, man.
He said turtleneck, I don't like turtlenecks on me.
You put on a turtleneck, you look like a goddamn blow pop.
Yeah, I think turtlenecks in general look kind of weird.
See, I think Tyler's, it's obviously not Davis Mills, but his neck is long enough where I feel like it's.
I have been told I got a long neck.
Pull one out. Try one. Go turtleneck with the jacket.
There's a picture of me somewhere in Little League wearing a turtleneck under my baseball jersey.
Hey, go to shave your face and go to Florida or Mexico and lay on the beach for a long time and then come in here with a turtleneck on.
Never shaving my face.
Put
friend.
A white turtleneck on and come in here sunburned. You look like a strawberry blow pop.
Hey, you say that? I thought about doing it. I thought about going just shaving it all off.
What, the beard?
I almost did. Oh, I almost think you should, did. Man. Almost did
it.
Sunday.
Let's do it, man.
I almost did
you
it.
You need to start fresh, man.
Courtney was like, Ron. No, she's like, no. Because Lauren.
She don't like you. She don't like Lauren your
was,
booty face.
Lauren man. Was like, hey, Lauren, Dad, why don't you go shave your face?
Is that my boy, Ron?
I was like, you know what? I might do it. Just shave it. Courtney says, Ron, stop.
Come on, man. I'm thinking about this. She don't like your bare booty face?
I haven't had it. I don't think I've ever been bare. This will be a surprise. I lost a bet that I had to go straight stash, and she was pissed off about that. That's the closest thing since we've been together that I've gone just completely.
Oh, I think you should do it, man.
I'm thinking about doing it, man. I thought about it, then I pulled out. I don't want to leave Tyler like that.